Let's get to Heather's news.
Okay, so crowds got really rowdy in LA after the Dodgers won the World Series. City buses were set on fire. Stores were broken into. People were stealing like sneakers out of a Nike store. I mean, it was crazy. Fireworks were set off. And unfortunately, you might have seen this video circulating. I didn't want to watch it, but it was captured on video. There was a fan who was lighting off a firework and ended up basically blowing off his hand.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. He was like standing in the middle of the street holding a firework in his hand. Yeah. So he didn't like light it and run back. He had it in his hand. Yeah. I think it like detonated before he thought it was going to, and yes, off goes his fingers. Yeah, really, really.
Winner to this point of the Darwin Award.
I know. I mean, you hear about this every 4th of July, right? About how to be careful with fireworks. But man, it sounds like he was rushed to the hospital. They say his injuries were described as debilitating, but not life threatening. So
if you don't know what you're doing, don't mess around with explosives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things that go boom.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully he's right handed. You'll lose a left. And
he kind of has to be. Well, now.
I don't know what hand he lost.
Oh, I thought it was his left.
Was it? Did you?
I don't know.
Did you watch the video?
No. Why would I want to do that?
I'm not going to click
either
on
way,
it.
Either way, that was pretty gross. But it sounds like there was really very few injuries besides that. And most people celebrated peacefully, according to police. Of course, they have their victory parade set for today. It's going to kick off at 11. It sounds like a lot of people are going to be there, right? This is their first parade for the Dodgers since 1988. They didn't get their parade during COVID because you weren't supposed to be around a lot of people, so they never got one. So lots of people are going to be down there having a good time. This is an interesting story. Human bones found 15 years ago by workers pouring cement near the Hoover Dam have finally been identified as a man in Michigan.
Yeah,
really crazy. So back in November of 2009, construction crews, they were on a break from pouring cement, and they found what appeared to be a human bone. So they started searching more. Several other bones were found. Then they started finding there was like a pair of sun-bleached jeans, a red shirt, a towel, a sleeping bag. And then there was a huge investigation. And despite this big investigation for years, detectives were never able to identify this guy. Then this year, there was a genetic lab in Texas that received this grant funding and was able to pay for forensic genealogy testing of these remains. Ultimately, they were able to interview several potential family members of this guy, found the guy's brother, his sister, found out who he was. They don't know how he died.
Right.
But he did leave kind of this like nomadic lifestyle. Like he was like always on the go, always hitchhiking and traveling. And yeah. Pretty crazy, though.
It's wild. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, they have some answers.
Yes, for sure. Bob Costas is retiring from calling MLB games. So, he started calling games since in the 80s. He's been doing this for a very long time, has a very impressive resume, but he is set to call it quits after being in the game for 44 years. So there you have it. He's also going to retire from the MLB Network, calling games there. He's still going to actually be part of the network doing other things, but won't be doing what he does.
Will he still be calling the Piston Cop?
Yes, I think that one will live on.
Did you watch any? Because there's criticism of
the
him.
The Piston Cup?
No. Yeah. His latest work, he lost his fastball. It was time to step away.
I did. In the article, it said that there was a lot of, he was facing a lot of criticism as of late. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like a little bit, there's some connection between Dan Orlovsky and myself, because apparently he eats like a child. Oh. According to his coworkers, and I feel like I eat like a child as well. So I thought maybe I would agree on this. He just released like his top five most overrated Halloween candy.
Okay.
And I don't agree with him on all of these, but at number five, he says the Hershey bar.
Just your plain old Hershey bar.
And I agree with that. It's just like a, you know, those little Hershey's bar, just plain old chocolate.
Yeah, a little one. Yeah, they're
fine.
You don't love chocolate?
To me, that's like
I don't love
baseline.
Chocolate, but they're just.
It's just average.
They're fine. I get that. Okay. I agree with this take. At number four, he put Nerds.
I don't really like Nerds.
Yeah.
And I get it, but I like the Nerds rope.
You
those
like
little gummies.
Like the clusters. Yeah.
Oh, those are good. Mm. Then Twizzlers at number three.
I like Twizzlers.
I like Twizzlers.
I do too.
I like
the Halloween Twizzlers taste different than Twizzlers out of a big bag.
Truth.
I don't know why. Number two, Butterfingers. And then number one, he says, is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
He thinks it's overrated?
That's what he says.
That's from a guy that runs out of the back of the end zone.
I mean, I don't agree with that. That's like, if I'm going to eat chocolate, give me the peanut butter.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite.
He is known for having terrible food takes.
Yeah.
Which, that's like he's famous
that's
for
that. That's what I'm
this.
Saying. Yeah. Maybe we have something in common.
Same with Heather.
Yes. That's why I think we probably, I do.
Just
because I eat like a kid.
We have our very own Dan Orlovsky. Just don't run out of the back of the end zone. We're all good.